If you think that the teenage inventor and entrepreneur is a phenomenon unique to our digital age, I give you game enthusiast George Parker in 1883.
Parker was started by a 16-year-old named George Parker in Salem, Massachusetts, and his first major success probably was ping pong.
That's Philip Orr Baines, co-founder of Winning Moves Games and author of Monopoly, the world's most famous game. Orbain says Parker's older brothers quickly smelled success in their siblings' endeavors, and together they launched a series of hit card games like Flinch, Pit, and Rook.
Thereafter, Parker brothers led the explosion of interest in jigsaw puzzles.
Followed by a string of hit board games through the 1920s. Over three successful decades, Parker brothers steadily built a fun and games empire in Salem, Massachusetts. And then,
the tremendous crowds which you see gathered outside the stock exchange are due to the greatest crash in the history of the New York Stock Exchange and market.
By the time the 1930s came around, the company's fortune had reversed thanks to the Depression.
Parker Brothers needed a hit, and they found one in a uniquely American board game with a curious provenance.
The original gameplay stems from the Landlord's Game, which was created right after the turn of the 20th century by a rather brilliant woman named Elizabeth McGee Phillips.
An actress, author, activist, and inventor, Phillips created the game to warn against the dangers of consolidated land ownership and promote the single tax theory of economist Henry George.
Her game doesn't go anywhere because it has an agenda to it, but it finds a home in the economic department of certain radical professors.
Despite its heady concept, it turns out the game was simply fun to play. Students took to it, built their own boards, and developed variations with names like Auction, Finance, and Monopoly. It became popular in small pockets all across the country, including among a group of Quakers in Atlantic City, New Jersey.
And mutual friends brought that to Charles Darrow, who then began to make his own copies.
An out-of-work heater salesman in Philadelphia, Darrow redesigned the game board into the one that we know today, from the color-banded squares to the railroad icons, the Go Square to the electric company light bulb. He secured a patent and sold handmade copies throughout Philadelphia, starting in 1934, to immediate success. When word reached Salem, Parker Brothers saw their chance.
They realized that the consumer was king, and if the consumer was buying this game, they ought to have it.
In 1935, Parker Brothers bought Darrow's patent for Monopoly and released their first edition of the game, with pieces inspired by Darrow's niece, a collector of charms for her charm bracelets. But there was still a problem. While Parker Brothers owned the name and the design, the gameplay still belonged to Elizabeth McGee Phillips. So on November 6th, 1935, Charles Parker visited her home to make a deal.
The deal she made was that they had to reintroduce the Landlord's Game, and they had to do two other games that she created, and they had to put a picture on the cover, which was unheard of.
Sold. Parker Brothers had secured the monopoly on Monopoly. Within a year, they were producing 20,000 copies a week in Salem, and Monopoly was the best-selling game in America.
The entire city of Salem seemed to be mobilized to help Parker Brothers to produce 1.8 million. That's how big this game became in 1936. It was really the salvation of the company.
Parker Brothers would follow up on Monopoly with more hits like Clue, Sorry, and Risk. Today, after a series of mergers and acquisitions, their entire roster of games belongs to Hasbro, and the Parker Brothers' once sprawling complex of buildings and factories in Salem are no more. From the Curiosity Desk, I'm Edgar Behoe III, WGBH, Boston's local NPR.